ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੋਸਤੋ, SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਤੇ ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੱਲ ਕਰਨ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਕੁਈਨਜ਼ਲੈਂਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੋ ਰਹੇ ਸੂਬਾਈ ਚੋਣਾਂ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਅੱਜ ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਮੁਲਾਕਾਤ ਇੱਕ ਅਜਿਹੇ ਉਮੀਦਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਰਵਾਉਣ ਜਾ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਸਮਾਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਬਲਕਿ ਹਾਲ ਹੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਬਤੌਰ ਪ੍ਰਵਾਸੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਸੀ, ਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਨੇ ਬਤੌਰ ਅੰਤਰਰਾਸ਼ਟਰੀ ਵਿਦਿਆਰਥੀ ਯਾਨੀ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ। ਨਿਖਿਲ ਕੁਮਾਰ ਰੈਡੀ ਵੀ ਹੈਦਰਾਬਾਦ ਭਾਰਤ ਤੋਂ 2007 ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਸਨ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕਰਨ, ਤੇ ਕੁਝ ਸਾਲ ਇੱਥੇ ਰਹਿਣ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ, ਨੌਕਰੀ ਕਰਨ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਆਸਟ੍ਰੇਲੀਆ ਦੀ ਸਿਆਸਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਕਿਸਮਤ ਅਜ਼ਮਾਈ ਜਾਵੇ, ਤੇ ਇਹ ਪੌਲੀਨ ਹੈਂਸਨ ਵਨ ਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਬ੍ਰਿਸਬਨ ਦੇ ਬੈਨਕ੍ਰੋਫਟ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਪਣੇ ਚੁਣਾਵੀ ਮੁਹਿੰਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਮਸਰੂਫ ਨੇ ਔਰ ਅੱਜ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਟੈਲੀਫੋਨ ਲਾਈਨ ਤੇ ਬ੍ਰਿਸਬਨ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ। ਹੈਦਰਾਬਾਦ ਦੇ ਹੋਣ ਕਰਕੇ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੋਲ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਨਿਖਿਲ ਰੈਡੀ, ਸੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੰਗਰੇਜ਼ੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲਬਾਤ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ। ਨਿਖਿਲ, ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਐਸਬੀਐਸ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ।
ਥੈਂਕ ਯੂ ਰਸ਼ਿਕਾ।
ਸੋ ਨਿਖਿਲ, ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅ ਫਾਰਮਰ ਇੰਟਰਨੈਸ਼ਨਲ ਸਟੂਡੈਂਟ, ਅ ਮਾਈਗ੍ਰੈਂਟ, ਲੈਟ ਮੀ ਗੈਟ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ ਡਾਊਨ ਟੂ ਬਿਜ਼ਨਸ, ਵਾਈ ਵਨ ਨੇਸ਼ਨ ਫਾਰ ਨਿਖਿਲ ਕੁਮਾਰ ਰੈਡੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਇੰਡੀਆ?
Well, this is not new to me. You know, I've been with the party for a while. I did run at the last federal election too. I'm really fed up with the two major parties. What they've done is absolutely, you know, they're putting our country to its knees. We've got the best resources in the world, but we're not supposed to touch them. We give away to other nations, you know, for peanuts. Yeah, I'm really passionate about, you know, our country in here, Australia. So, and I believe we are the only party that really talks for the majority of Australians. Yeah.
You were talking about your passion for Australia, for nation building in Australia. What do you have to say about your party's, or rather your party's face, Pauline Hanson's idea about the relevance of migration to Australia? Do you think migration has contributed to nation building in Australia?
Well, you know, as Pauline mentioned, you know, migration really builds the nation. However, assimilation is really important with the culture. Yeah, so that's what I believe in.
So when you look at One Nation's website, and, you know, there are several points that it shows, and one of them is Australian values. And under those Australian values, there's one point which really catches the eye of a migrant like myself, which is jobs for Australians first. So you've been here as a student with the hope of getting a good job, and today you are serving in the Queensland government department. You've got yourself a good job, and many of our listeners who are listening to this program at the moment, like yourself, like mine, have jobs in Australia. So giving jobs to Australians first, how is that an Australian value? Does that not collide with the idea of a multicultural Australia?
When we call Australians, you know, that every Australian is an Australian. Doesn't matter where you come from, doesn't matter what your ethnic background is. When you're in Australia, you know, assimilation and integration is important. And basically, we need to look after our own Australians first. Before, you know, we start looking into any, like, you know, giving a foreign aid or whatever. When we talk Australians, it's every Australian. Doesn't matter. We don't, you know, we don't stop based on their ethnic background. Doesn't matter whatever ethnic background they're from.
Yeah.
You know, they're Australians.
Yeah, sure.
So we treat everyone equally.
And Nick, in that very tab on the website, there's another Australian value which is mentioned. That says that the level of migration needs to be taken back to the 20th century figures of 70,000. As a recent migrant yourself, do you support that view?
Well, what we're trying to say here is we need sustainable migration. Basically, we don't have the infrastructure that can cope with the current population. So the population keeps on increasing, but we don't have enough schools, we don't have enough hospitals, we don't have enough infrastructure. And coming back to my seat in Bancroft, in Brisbane, in Queensland, so, but basically, we don't have enough infrastructure that is, you know, that is available for the current population. We have suburbs like North Lakes, we have suburbs like North Harbour, you know, and they keep on booming with population, but we don't have enough infrastructure to cater the needs of the existing population.
Okay, so if you get elected, how do you propose to increase the infrastructure and build capacity in your electorate?
So basically, coming back to Bancroft electorate, crime is a huge issue across our region, and I believe the government laws are too soft. It's like catch and release program at the moment. We need prevention, detention, and rehabilitation is what we need. So we'll be pushing for that. Coming to the infrastructure, basically, as you know, I ran for the region at the last federal election. There's no coordination between three levels of government. Well, there's always a blame game. Oh, that's a federal issue. Oh, that's a local issue. So that needs to be stopped. Everyone who should realise that they're working for the best interest of Queenslanders and Australians, and better to start building the infrastructure rather than playing the blame game.
Yeah, so but how will you build infrastructure? How will you build infrastructure?
Well, there are a lot of shovel-ready projects in our electorate, and we need to keep on pushing for it. You know, whoever gets elected, if it is me, I'll be pushing in the Parliament, in the Queensland State Parliament, about our local issues that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. So, like, what are the infrastructure projects that you would like to advocate?
Basically, Deception Bay Road, it's still a single-lane road from Lipscomb Road intersection through to the highway. That needs to be a two-lane road. You know, that's really important. And at the same time, there are a lot of single-lane bridges across our region. That needs to be the proper dual-lane bridges. What we see here is a lot of band-aid fixes that just work until the next election. We don't need that. We need infrastructure that can sustain for the next 20 to 25 years. You know, we need infrastructure to be built for our future, not temporary band-aid fixes that only work until the next election.
Okay. And when we're talking about infrastructure, jobs also are not far behind. They are stuck together. Let's keep that point in mind and look at the role of the Adani coal mine in Queensland. Do you think having the mine built will build infrastructure and create jobs? We know what One Nation stance on this has been.
So basically, we do support coal fired power stations in Queensland. We need baseload energy for our manufacturing. I believe that building a coal-fired power station is really good because that reduces the energy costs and that obviously gives the base load energy for our manufacturing. Good point here is if you go to Uber or anywhere, the paper bags either made overseas like either Vietnam or somewhere around Asia, and even the plastic Woolworths bags or Coles or Aldi, they're made overseas. I think we have the best opportunity in Australia. You know, we could manufacture our own paper bags. Yeah, we need to concentrate on the basics that can just be done here rather than, importing every stuff. And COVID has really highlighted our self-reliance, how much we're reliant on other countries and how much we need to be self-relying on ourselves.
So, Nikhil, don't you think that thermal power now belongs into the dustbins of history? We are looking at carbon emissions and the carbon footprint and Australia's contribution to that. How would you like to justify your support for a coal plant?
I think there's a lot of discussions. I don't want to go into that area.
No, but you will have to, because if we are supporting Adani...
I'm not saying just Adani, but however, we would prefer coal-fired stations to be built in Queensland to reduce energy prices. Okay.
There was news last year that Adani had donated a large sum to the party. One Nation is not very much in favor of foreign ownership of Australian businesses. Do you see any discrepancy there?
Well, I'm not aware about any of those donations. However, when we say foreign ownership, foreigners owning the land. There's a lot of foreign ownership in our prime agricultural land. We shouldn't be giving away our land or our water resources. You know, it needs to be owned by Australians.
Pauline Hanson is largely seen as a polarizing and divisive figure, be it politically, socially, or communally. Were you in two minds before putting your hand up for being a One Nation candidate? Did your friend circle or your family, did anyone question you? Did you question yourself?
So basically, you know, anyone who loves Australia, I think, you know, they got their own beliefs and someone has to stand up for their beliefs. So I believe in putting Australians first, and that's the reason I stood up from One Nation. And, you know, we got candidates from different ethnic backgrounds. We got our executives from different ethnic backgrounds. And our job here is to serve all Australians.
Yeah, but I was asking what you think of Pauline Hanson as a polarizing and divisive figure.
No, I disagree with that. She is a very good person who thinks about every Australian. And as I said, we got people, we got our candidates, we got our members, volunteers from various ethnic backgrounds who are tirelessly working for this election and who have worked for the last federal election.
And what's your stance for migration numbers? Should they be hiked? Should they be dropped?
All I said is about sustainable migration. We need to cope up with our infrastructure.
All right. Thank you very much, Nikhil Kumar Reddy, for your time. And best wishes for the upcoming elections up in Queensland.
Thank you very much, Rishika.
So, dosto, tusi sun rahe si Brisbane de vichon Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party de umidwar jede ki aun waliyan Queensland diyan subai chona de vich ਚੁਣਾਵੀ ਮੈਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਤਰੇ ਨੇ। ਦੋਸਤੋ, ਇਸ ਇੰਟਰਵਿਊ ਦੇ ਬਾਰੇ ਜੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵਟਾਂਦਰਾ ਸਾਂਝਾ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹੋ ਤੇ ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਦੌਰਾਨ 0442-999-8363 ਤੇ SMS ਭੇਜ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਫੇਸਬੁੱਕ ਪੇਜ ਤੇ ਵੀ ਕਮੈਂਟ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੋ। SBS ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਲਈ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਰੁਚਿਕਾ ਤਲਵਾਰ।